You are listening to Women's Magazine here on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. I'm Kate Raphael. Our last segment was provided by APEX, Asia Pacific Express. We all know these are very difficult economic times, and most of us live in fear of getting laid off. Michelle Reed was in a panic when she was laid off too, but now she says it's the best thing that ever happened to her. Michelle decided to take a big risk and do what she'd always wanted to do. She opened the plant store Roots on South Van Ness in San Francisco's Mission District. The store is already well known for its elaborate terrariums, as well as some exotic carnivorous plants combined with a beautiful, tranquil decor. Producer No-No Girl began by asking Michelle what she was doing before she opened the plant store.
For 24 years, I sold radio advertising in San Francisco at some of the top stations. A year and a half ago, I was laid off. And I was going to go into real estate. I bought the books, studying. I was very close to taking the license exam. And one day I just got up and said, that's not what I want to do anymore. I want to do what I want to do in my life, and that would be to open a plant store. And so I took my savings, I liquidated my 401k, I didn't put all the money into the store, no bank loans or anything like that, because I was unemployed and no bank was going to give me a loan. So I risked everything, and I'm very happy. I come to work and I'm excited about it. I don't have that feeling in my stomach of dread.
And what is your background with plants?
It comes from my mom, basically. When we were kids, my mom had a thing for African violets. She had like hundreds of African violets. And we also had a family friend, Kunitomo-san, who was a nurseryman in the valley. And he would come and help my mom with her plants. And he showed us about plants, too. And that was very inspiring. And I just got into plants.
What is the thing that you're most excited to do with the plants? Okay, what's a terrarium?
A terrarium is a self-enclosed environment in a glass container, and it's very easy to take care of, water just once a month, but it's great because I can create a small environment in a glass container, and I like that. I used to do that when I was in grade school. Back in like the 70s, it was terrariums for big back then, and I understand they're making a comeback, but it's really fun and they're very attractive and easy to care for.
Now, you're originally from the Bay Area?
Born and raised in San Francisco, native.
Yeah. So where did you go to school?
I went to Lowell High School, I went to San Francisco State, and right after I got out of college, I began working at KBLX, and from there, my career in radio started.
Now, you had some interesting things to say about radio and where we're at today with consolidation,
right,
and the clear channelizing.
Right.
Do you care to expand on that at all?
Well, unfortunately, I've seen the demise of radio because of conglomerates like a Clear Channel who come in and, you know, basically centralize all operations. And they've taken away, I guess, the identity of each radio station, because if you go to New York, if you go to Chicago, all the stations sound the same, they play the same music, and that's what not radio was originally about. It was about, you know, the community, it was about reflecting the music tastes of the local, you know, community. Now it's just like this massive playlist, and that's unfortunate, because radio was good to me, and I was there during some really good times. My time at KML was really incredible, but as I said, everything changes. And I wasn't really, I guess, excited about those changes. Mm. Yeah.
When you first got laid off from the radio station, mm-hmm, how did you feel?
Well, God, I was blindsided. It was really a surprise. And I told myself I was going to take a month off and not think about anything, which I did. And I was scared because, you know, the financial environment, I missed, I guess, the security of having insurance and also, you know, just being a part of something that I know I was really good at and just having to start again. But in retrospect, it was the best thing that could have happened to me.
Well, when you talk about appreciation for the local, like, you know, mm-hmm, wanting radio stations to be local and community-based, like KPFA is,
exactly,
what?
Exactly.
Do you pay any attention to that with the plants that you sell, or kind of mm-hmm, how you work,
absolutely,
with greenery?
Most of these plants are indoor, meant to grow indoors. They don't need a lot of sun because I know everyone doesn't have the big, you know, window for the sun. So they're ideally made for city living. And at the same time, we offer a lot of different types of plants for people to look at. Some people are into succulents, other people are into orchids, or some people just want foliage. And, you know, I try and carry all kinds of plants, but I'm learning from my customers, you know, what they like, what their tastes are like, what they prefer. And you know, I'm adapting. It's an ever-changing process.
I don't know if you saw the Bay Guardian this week, but there's an article about how, like, everything cool from San Francisco is moving to the East Bay. And I started reading some of the articles in that cover story, and they were talking about the low population of African Americans in San Francisco and the low low number of businesses owned by African Americans.
Right.
So you're African American and Japanese American. And you took this big risk to open a new business in this economy. So I know you said you didn't try for any bank loans, mm-hmm. but do you feel like San Francisco is friendly to new businesses? Like, this is a creative entrepreneurial task. And I feel like part of the article is saying that the East Bay is going to be more accommodating because of lower rents and things like that. So how is it for you to start out a new business in San Francisco?
I mean, that was a concern, you know, financially, as far as I spent 6 months looking for this place after I finished my business plan. And the rents in the Mission right now are rather high. But at the same time, I believe that the people who now move into the Mission or are living here offer me a great opportunity to, I guess, present them with the product, and they've responded well so far. So I wouldn't say that creativity is gone from San Francisco. Yes, San Francisco's changed, it's evolved, but I still think it's a place where, I mean, you can walk up and down Valencia and see all the exciting new innovative shops there, and, you know, as I said, the community has responded positively, so that makes me very happy. And, you know, good for Oakland for, you know, coming up. But I think San Francisco still has the creativity, and it's been very good to me, the city has.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
I grew up in the Western Addition, which is now, I guess, Lower Pacific Heights. And as an adult, I've lived in the Mission. I've lived in the Mission for about 22 years.
And have you, you know, that was kind of near Japantown, so did you have a connection to the Japanese-American community?
Yeah. My mom would take us to temple every Sunday. We chanted every Sunday, and we went to go see the samurai movies that were played down in Japan. We spent a lot of time in Japantown. For her, being a Nisei, that was her connection to home. It was really important for her to be there, and it was what a wonderful experience for myself and my brothers and sisters. We're very, you know, we gained a great appreciation and respect for the Japanese culture, as well as the African-American culture. My father was very stressed that we learn about African-American history, and we learned about the Japanese, and there's a lot of pride that came out of that and who I am.
And what about the green thumb? Where did you get that from?
My mom. Definitely from my mom, watching my mom. It was a way for me, I guess, as a kid, to be with my mom and spend time with her. And it just carried over into adulthood. I started out with orchids, and I at one time had 175 orchids in my home. And it's therapy, taking care of plants, working with soil. It's so relaxing. It's either that or an antidepressant. I chose plants.
Now, I kill plants. And the last time I came in here, you gave me some advice, mm-hmm. and you said that people often overwater.
Right.
And the roots get rotten, mm-hmm. and so you said to water my plants weekly with 4 ice cubes at the base.
Yes.
Can you explain how that works?
The ice cube, I mean, most of these plants come from tropic regions, and they crave humidity, and that's what the ice cube creates, is a great humid environment for them to thrive in. And, you know, I guess people sometimes forget to water their plants, so they tend to overcompensate and water them. And like you mentioned, root rot happens. If you just stick with putting some ice cubes in a few times a week, your plant will do really well.
What are other common mistakes that you see people doing with their indoor plants that you could give advice on?
You know, you have to really take some time to inspect the plants, because pests can be a problem if you neglect them. That's a big problem, overwatering, and sometimes totally ignoring the plant. You know, I think people have to look at plants as alive, breathing, living creature, like you think of a cat or your dog. You feed it every day. Same with a plant. And once you start that, there's an incredible amount of pride that comes from nurturing a plant and seeing it bloom every year. It's incredible. Come in, take a look around. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them. And, you know, hopefully find a plant that you'll love and nurture and take care of forever.
So if you have a dream, maybe you should do everything you can to realize it too, no matter how risky it seems. Roots is located at 425 South Van Ness Avenue between 15th and 16th. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 7 p.m. and Sunday noon to 5. No-No Girl produced that interview with Michelle Reed for Apex, which is heard Thursdays at 7 p.m. here on KPFA.